This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Marcel Somerville and Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
I thought man was talking my language, but when he spoke, I got to show Rosetta. Don't say free my niggas in jail if you ain't said them no door and no letter. I know man that grew up in nice areas, but they wanna come around here and stop trying up gang signs. Stop it, you postcode Greta. You don't roll solo never, you pussy. I told you niggas don't lie.
And in the Bible, I swear to God, I'm a real nigga. I'm a real. And in the Bible, I swear to God, I'm a real nigga. I'm a real. And in the Bible, I swear to God, I'm a real nigga.
A man will see family tree and branch out with a man's girl when he leaves. Morals, my brother, I can't abandon my beliefs. A man will say thanks for the peas to forget what you've done when he's back on his feet. Morals, my brother, I can't abandon my beliefs. Set a man don't look after the kids but wanna treat all these slags like queens. Morals, my brother, I can't abandon my beliefs. I told you niggas don't lie.
And in the Bible, I swear to God, I'm a real nigga. I'm a real. And in the Bible, I swear to God, I'm a real nigga.
That's Getz and Doneo with Preach.
That's a big tune.
It's a fucking massive tune.
It's a very big tune.
It's FUBAR Radio. It's the Eminem show.
What?
Marcel, Michael. Marcel, Natalie and Michael. Michael,
what?
Natalie and Marcel.
Come on, that.
It goes
do
both
that on
ways.
The end.
What?
That's a new thing now, Michael. Eminem show. What?
It's the Eminem show. What?
We're going to get it in.
I love it.
It's specially catered for the hard of hearing. It's the Eminem show.
What?
I said it's the Eminem show.
What? Oh, wow.
That song by Getz is one of my favourites that he's released, like, ever, really. It's a fucking massive tune.
It's a big tune.
But Getz is also a rapper turned actor.
Getz is like, he's doing so much, because like I went to his Getz exhibition last Wednesday, mm-hmm. and like that was sick. Like he had like all the artwork that he's done for the project, and then he done like a performance and that kind of stuff. But then I'm going to see him in the Intent 2 tonight,
yeah.
which is going to be on at Leicester Square. The premiere's on at Leicester Square. So
multimedia,
he's doing bits.
When you
Getz
speak
is
to
like
him,
a CD
he's doing
no,
it's bits. Good. When you speak to him, tell him to come through 1 week to the show. We'd like to. We like his album a lot. I give it two thumbs up.
Getz is a CD-ROM. I reckon Getz is actually just a CD-ROM. He's multimedia. He's got
all kind of things in there. You know what
I'm
saying?
He's finessing all the different types of getting the message across. Now, shout out to Getz, man. Mm. Man of the moment right now, I think. And deservedly so. But apart from the fact that you're going to go see the prem of the Intent 2, tomorrow, tonight.
Tonight.
There is the past. There's what you've been up to since the last show.
In Edinburgh.
Oh yeah, so I was DJing in Edinburgh. I'd done like a, it was like a beach party. It was outside. Well, like, you know when you go to...
Let me explain. Like a beach party in Edinburgh, outside.
It was a beach party
in Edinburgh.
In September.
So let me break it down for you. Because you know when, like, so like, it was like quite warm over here when I left. I got over there. It was raining. Scotland, obviously.
It's Edinburgh.
But as the day went on, the sun came out in like little patches, and we was outside. Luckily, there was a kind of like gazebo kind of thing over the top of it, so it wasn't too crazy. Yeah. But it was packed out. Like there was people in there. They don't mind the rain in Scotland. Do you know what I mean?
So yeah, they must be used to it by now. Yeah.
So there was vibes, man. There was vibes. So I was just dropping some. I was dropping some bangers, doing my thing. You know how I get down.
Do you know what Scottish people can party as well?
Yeah, they do party. Because I went there for Edinburgh for a New Year a few years ago, and they have longer off on holiday, and they said for, you know, for Hogmanay, it doesn't sort of finish on New Year's Day like they do because they get an extra day. They continue through New Year's Day. The people I was with were like, well, we're not going to bed. And I'm like, no, I have to. I have to go to bed at some point.
I have a
they just continue.
And English life.
All the pubs in Edinburgh were open till really late from a certain period in December to early January because people just go out over the New Year. There.
Well, they invented New Year's, didn't they?
Hogmanay.
Yeah. Auld Lang Syne and all that.
Is that a real thing?
No, it's not. It's not. They didn't invent New Year.
I don't think so. I don't know who did.
No one was celebrating the revolution of the earth around the sun until Scottish people went, I've got a like, are we here?
Whenever Michael says anything, I'm like, oh, that sounds legit. It sounds legit. Like, because it's the tone he says
it. He says it with confidence.
Exactly.
But in a Marcel DJ set, what are you playing? What's some of the bangers in
there? Do you know what? Like, I play like a lot of like UK. I play a lot of UK music. So obviously, like, I play like Notes. I play like all of the young up and comers.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, you know, like, you got to drop the stuff that, like, the crowd's gonna know and all that
kind of
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I play like a lot of like French Montana, Drake, obviously. As a DJ, if you don't play Drake, people get vexed.
Yeah.
So like, you need to make sure you've got at least like two or three Drakes there.
Yeah. Drake's the safety word as a DJ.
Trust me.
He's the safe word.
Yeah, oh, sorry, no, I'm losing the crowd.
Yeah, Drake. Honestly.
There you go.
Well, I believe also tomorrow night you're going somewhere that's quite glamorous and modelly.
It is quite glamorous.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
Where are you going tomorrow?
I've been invited to the UK Glamour Model Awards. Like, I'm just going down there to like just show my support to the scene.
UK Glamour Awards, eh?
Glamour Model Awards.
Oh, right.
No, but they're actually called the UK Glamour Awards, I think.
But it's for glamour. It's for glamour models
and people of that
in that industry.
Yeah.
Yeah, like photographers.
Exactly. Like, do you know what I mean? Because obviously, like, I was a budding photographer at one point, so I'm just going out there to appreciate the work that they've done.
Not a glamour model. You weren't a budding glamour model.
No.
Well, I don't know. You are. I looked through your book earlier. You do have your top glamorous off a lot on all your social media.
But that's not really glamour. That's just like, I don't know. I can't really explain what that is. That's just marketing.
As far as kind of adjectives to kind of describe industries go, glamour's up there with urban. It's like glamour. Like, you think it's fine. I just think it's funny how that was the euphemism that they chose.
Yeah.
Glamour modelling.
I mean, it is quite glamorous.
It's glamorous,
isn't it?
They
wear a nice necklace, don't they?
I feel like the pictures are quite glamorous pictures.
Yeah, we had one of the original.
Because I think
models.
Glamour, I think chandeliers. I'm not
right.
No, do you know what I mean?
But remember Linda Lusardi?
Yeah,
she came in on Monday as a guest, one of the original glamour around Sam Fox era, and you know, great. And I was like, God, it was such a big around that time. I think it still is now, but they were the originators.
Yeah,
of
do you know what though? Do you know what? I think the whole glamour scene is changed vastly because I remember like back in the day. Remember like is it Melinda Messenger
and all those ones.
Like back then, it was like there wasn't that like it seemed like there wasn't that many.
That's true. The famous glamour models were.
But I kind of feel like with any industry, like as time goes on, it kind of like broadens out. It's the same with music, isn't it? Because when urban was the word, they were just piling everything into one thing.
Yeah.
And then, but like now, it's kind of like broadened out into different sectors.
Yeah, it's true.
Talking about glamour, we've got some glamorous guests in today.
We do have some very glamorous guests in. We've got Miller Blue coming in at 4:15. We've got Kid Bookie. coming in at 5 o'clock. And we've got an old pal of mine, Jordan Stevens, coming in.
A friend
in.
Of the show.
Very, very good friend of the show. Friend of the station,
yeah.
I think. You know, coming in sure. at 5:30. We got a couple of games.
We have, of course.
And we've got all the regular chit-chat.
And some songs to be added to Marcel's Spotify playlist,
yeah, of course.
I believe. We found some ones.
Is Preach by Getz and Danae already on any of your playlists?
We actually played that last week.
We did, yeah.
Which, so, like, it's already on there. So.
Is it on the sex playlist, though?
No.
I put Preach. I told you I'd already put Preach on
I know,
my
but,
sex
like, yeah, but yeah. It's like it's I don't know. I feel like that's more for like
yeah.
My cruising. I'm cruising in my rip. Like I'm feeling. Yeah. I'm feeling.
Right,
the,
right, right,
I'm getting into the
yeah.
zone.
And also, like I've already said this on previous shows, but I'm like I don't play music when I have sex, and like I keep all the lights on and
silent. You have insist on silence.
Silence.
Lights on and silent. It sounds terrifying.
Wow.
Oh my god.
No, no.
And you know
all.
It's like full bulb up, like one of those really
yeah,
like
really intense, harsh white.
Yeah,
light.
Yeah. Fluorescent lighting. Yeah. One of those sort of ones. Yeah.
I wanna see spotlight. Everything. Lights on throughout the house. Even lights on in rooms we're not even in. Just in case.
All the lights on, please.
Lights,
and then he goes around to his neighbours like, I want all the lights on the streets. On.
Can you open your curtains, please, and watch?
I literally live on a football pitch. Floodlights. It's just all floodlit.
Well, that sounds nice.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay, well, should we get into another track?
Yeah, let's do it. It's Fubar Radio. It's the Eminem Show.
What?
Chain, I wish a nigga tried. Blowing on my phone, I ain't giving no time. Claim that they real, but they really be actors. Can't kick it outside, cause I'm really a factor. I don't hit them back, I don't really like to answer. Yeah, you got a bag, but I know mine fatter. Don't tap in if you don't got a bag. I got it on my own, so I like to brag. I don't like your girl, she a copycat. Everything she do, yeah, I taught her that. Threw a lot of money in my mouth just cause. Come and tap in, baby boy, I'm the plug. When you see me out, I don't want no fake hugs. I heard you got stripped, I thought you was a thug. Sleeping on me, time to wake it up. Thought you was hard, girl, you could get touched. Blowing bags daily, it ain't nothing to us. Try me if you want, I bet my shooter a bust. Sleeping on me, time to wake it up. Thought you was hard, girl, you could get touched. Blowing bags daily, it ain't nothing to us. Try me if you want, I bet my shooter a bust. Blowing bags every day, I really love this life. I can't catch nobody, I do all these niggas try. They don't want nothing, they just steady wasting time. You could give me all your bucks, but I ain't sharing mine. How you hella cute, but you broke? You better use your looks for some dough. Or we could work together if you want. I could put you all on them toes. You tapping in now, cause you see me in this nookie. But I don't want no partner who be acting like a groupie. Always sending feelings, acting hella moody. Type to send me up, do whatever for a Louis. Them the type of friends who gon' switch too. Believe me when I tell you, cause I had a few. The clouds started coming, now they act brand new. My mom been warned me, so I guess I should've knew. Sleeping on me, time to wake it up. Thought you was hard, girl, you could get touched. Blowing bags daily, it ain't nothing to us. Try me if you want, I bet my shooter a bus. Sleeping on me, time to wake it up. Thought you was hard, girl, you could get touched. Blowing bags daily, it ain't nothing to us. Try me if you want, I bet my shooter a bus. I don't wanna be your girl, treat me like an ATM. Give me all your money, don't forget to send me pins. Feeling like the city girls, how I make these niggas trick. All I do is talk, they gon' have these pockets thick. He gon' throw me everything he got for his rent. That's the life you live when you ain't acting like a simp. I told him from the start what he was finna get. I told him from the start who he was dealing with. You sound real stupid if you thought I was gon' be with you. We only business partners, I really thought you probably knew. I could tell you one more by the way you acting. You ain't the only one, I got a lot who tapping. But most of them broke, I can't let that happen. I think they on me now cause they see that I'm rapping. You ain't never been my boyfriend, why is you capping? I been cut you off when you stop bringing bands in. Sleeping on me, time to wake it up. Thought you was hard, girl, you could get touched. Blowing bags daily, it ain't nothing to us. Try me if you want, I bet my shooter a bust. Sleeping on me, time to wake it up. Thought you was hard, girl, you could get touched. Blowing bags daily, it ain't nothing to us. Try me if you want, I bet my shooter a bust.
He's actually been doing this for the whole
three
song.
3 minutes, for 3.5 minutes. That's what you've been doing.
Catching some Z's. That's my. That's my. That's my. My interpretation of what catching Z's means. Everyone else goes to sleep. I'm just like. Yo, we do have our first very special guest in the house right now, and he goes by the name of Miller Blue.
Yo,
what's cracking?
I'm good.
Welcome to the Eminem show.
Thank you, man. Sickest ad libs of all time. I just heard.
Thank you very much, man. I'm an ad libber for hire. Yeah. By the way,
you forgot the what there,
how much are you going in an hour?
What? It depends. I'm like. See, I used to try and take the Ryan Gosling route and say very little and get paid a lot, but then I realised in ad libs probably not such a good idea.
You can't smoulder, can you? In
exactly.
That's it.
Exactly. Yeah, but then again, I should go into visual ad libs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just in a film, like someone does something and you cut to me, just go. Right. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Just a problematic moment. I could just be like, do you know what I mean? That's but cool. no one. Listening to this would have known what I just did there. It only works visually.
It's a visual thing.
It is. Are you a fan of visuals yourself? Because you look like you are. You're a very well-dressed, dapper young man.
You should see me normally, man. I really, really try my hardest today.
This is you not trying. Man, you've got a very good style. And you can tell by your press photo as well, man.
Thanks.
Swagging, innit?
You're swagging all over the place. Where's your inspiration from, though? Because you're from a sort of very rural area, aren't you?
Sure, man. I mean, growing up, I always looked out of place at home. People was like, why are you wearing that, man? Why are you wearing that?
Did you look like a kid who'd been to London already?
No, I looked like a kid who thought he was a gangster but he was actually from the countryside.
Oh, scene. No, but they're like, that isn't that's like the prevalent kind of culture among like young rural kids, isn't it? Get a tracksuit.
It's true, man. We all rock tracksuits. The worst tracksuits, man. I was like Lonsdale when I was like secondary.
Wickedest thing is Lonsdale's like, it's chav chic now.
It's jumping off.
Chic.
You know what I mean? Yeah. All them types of brands, they're nostalgic.
To the Glam Awards with you rocking the Lonsdale.
Oh, come through, man. Come through.
Yeah, you need a plus one. Plus two, maybe? No, Joey. I'll be all right.
Plus three? Why would I not want to go to the Glam Awards?
This is very. You want to meet Linda Lusardi, right?
I hung out with her on Monday. She was nice. She was really nice. I support the glamour model industry.
There you go.
Not literally, I don't do it, but I support it. Yeah.
Are you sure, Matt? Well.
I'm not giving up my Instagram handle this early.
But so what was the inspiration for the new song?
For Rush?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the first song I've put out that I've worked on with other people. Benjamin Totten and Thomas Totten, first time I met, and we wrote this together. So we just kind of drawn all our influences and played each other a load of tunes. And they're both great guitarists, so we just took that angle and just went from it and just flowed with the day.
Yeah.
Man,
so had you been quite used to working alone as a musician beforehand?
100%. Yeah. I grew up, obviously, in a rural area, so I was in my bedroom producing. So until I moved to London and started doing session work, I didn't quite understand the dynamic of working with like, other people.
Yeah.
But I think it can be a beautiful thing. Yeah, if you're on a vibe, like you can relate to that person with what you like. It's very easy to get like bounce off each other, and it's really cool to have that. So,
what do you prefer in general, though? Working on your own or working as part of a sort of team?
I like working in a team, but for a producer, I like working on my own. I like to take my time and get into that zone of where I'm at.
Yeah,
and really, I spend a lot of time on production, so that's what I like to do, man.
And favorite act? Who are you listening to? Who inspires Miller Blue?
At the moment, I'm listening to a lot of UK jazz. I think the scene is crazy at the moment, man. It's like Nubia Garcia, Moses Boyd, Ezra Collective.
I heard of Ezra Collective, definitely.
Sons of Kemet. They're all just killing it, man.
Yeah.
So it's nice to listen to them and like try and take a different approach to Ryan.
Yeah.
Because their technicality of their knowledge is just way up here. So I inspire to that to learn more to take it in that way. So
yeah. It's like, I go to there's a pub called the Haggerston in Hackney, and they have a jazz quartet play. Well, they used to, actually. I went there this Sunday, and they were just playing jazz records on voice. Mm-hmm. They used to have like a live jazz quartet play every Sunday till like 2-3 in the morning, I think. And I used to see like Paloma Faye, for instance, was there all the time. She's a Hackney OG like me. So we used to see each other from across the room, and it was all really jazzy and smoky. You know the ones?
Yes.
Tip my white brimmed hat. You know the ones?
The clicking of the fingers.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Hey, you got to get into the mood. Swing. You know what I mean? I was clicking my fingers everywhere. You get me?
Have you been to Grow in Hackney Wick?
No.
They on a Wednesday night, they do a jazz jam, and the double bass player, but he's a beast.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just sat there like, yo, this guy.
Yeah, yeah. Because Because I've always, the thing is, I suppose to the untrained ear, people are always quick to say, I don't know what the fuck's going on with jazz. Is it the musical equivalent of a rapper freestyling?
It can be, yeah, for sure. I think the beautiful thing about jazz improv is how people just pick up on what's going on and jump in. Like, I can't do it myself. But it's beautiful to see. My ear still isn't fully trained to a lot of like, jazz scales and certain things.
Because a lot of the time, I'm not going to like listening to jazz, I feel like I'm in an art gallery. I'm like, is this the bit where I'm meant to be showing my appreciation? Let me look at what the middle class people are doing. Okay, all right, I'm going to bop my head and clip my fingers. Do you know what I mean? It's one of them ones. But let's get into Rush, the new single, and then we'll have a chat after this.
Any other written day, I'm in hiding with the winter's ways. Time is a game. Look behind the physical, all the essence you can feel it all. Vows to you can never die, ever so easy. Never needing nothing, but humbled by a word or two. In a room with all the patience, but I'll be here waiting for you. Different place in time, fall in love a couple hundred times, maybe take a view of paradise, ever so easy. Tell me if I speak too fast, I can't help but feed you all this passion. Now feelings I cannot deny, ever so easy. Never needing nothing, but humbled by a word or two. In a room with all the patience, but I'll be here waiting for you. Come through. I want you to take your time.
The very soulful Miller Blue, the very dapper Miller Blue, who joins us in the studio right now. Verdict, Marcel, is that guy in the sex playlist?
That song is going in the sex playlist.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Don't know.
Babies are going to have to get made.
From that song.
Babies have to get made.
What else is in your playlist, man? Do you have D'Angelo in there?
Wait, no. Wait, do you know what? Like it's slowly building. Last week, we've got, what's it? Velvet.
Negroni.
That's the sickest name of all time. Right. Who's
Thank
that,
you.
Mike?
He's right.
Right. What is that? Not even who is that. I said, what is that? I thought, was like, if we get this guy, he's literally a drink. I think he's literally a sentient drink.
He's a bit of a rapper, but in some parts he sounds like he's turned into a saxophone, and then he sings a bit.
His voice
in
is
one
crazy.
Song. In one song.
Between sax and man.
Listen out for Velvet
Negroni. When you thought that name, you must have been like, yo, that's the best name of all.
Honestly. You get a free condom every time you hear his name. Just in case you get someone pregnant by repeating
first.
Honestly.
Man, my mum always said.
Seriously.
He actually gave him away with his albums and at his gigs. As you go in there, you're like, here's some condoms because you're going to need it by the end of it. The power of his voice. The power.
A condom and a fucking Negroni. It's like, yeah, this is on me.
It's all mad. So, congratulations. You've reached those levels as far as.
You're in the same playlist as Velvet Negroni. I'm not sure
how I feel about that, man, because we're quite cool. Like, we know each other. So, you're going to be hearing me while you're getting down to it.
Would you not want to know that you possibly could have soundtracked Marcel's kid's conception? I'm not saying you're going to have kid the next time you have sex, but you know, you might have soundtracked conception one
day. That'd be beautiful, man. I think I could meet your child when he or she is older. And
and be like, you know what, Miller, it was your song that done this, bro. You created this child. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
Barry White levels, you know? I want to be one of those guys. Like,
that's it, like, because I'm pretty sure no one conceived their baby to Crossroads.
How do you know, though?
Do you know what? I don't know. There's possibilities,
you know,
like,
bro. There's definitely
people might have found
family. There are a couple I'll tell you something.
Couple
back seats must
do
have played.
Do you remember
host
back to... in the day, like I think Warner's released an album called Get Your Freak On. They had bare like R&B and all those ones on there. Yeah. They put Crossroads on it.
There you go.
Don't know why, because it's definitely not sexual.
Yeah, it's mad. Even like the inspiration of it is literally a song about dead relatives.
Trust me. Jesus. So I feel like maybe they just put on there because we were signed to Warner's and they were like,
yeah,
there you go.
Sounds R&B-ish. Yeah, they're singing.
It's very urban, that.
Yeah, they got a black guy in the group. Yeah, stick it on, mate. There you go. It's definitely urban. That Marcel, he'll get it on. I'm only playing, but that is a weird choice to put on a supposedly freaky playlist.
So there's potential. I've just answered my own question, and yes, there's potential that someone has had a baby to mine by
100%.
Accident. They probably wanted to skip it, but it was too late. At the moment, they were like, "Oh no!"
No, but I mean, like that song would have soundtracked a lot of like like weekends in the back of a car. No, trust me, innit? I kind of get that vibe, innit?
Like, obviously,
maybe nowadays there's a couple Kierans running around, that were, you know what I mean? A couple Callums.
Luke.
A couple Lukes, Luke, Callums, you know, and Kierans that you soundtrack their conception.
Fair basically enough. My whole secondary school like, in Shropshire, but they're all going to be like, yeah, Crossroads, man.
It is very possible, man. It is very possible. Inspiration music wise, you mentioned D'Angelo, because that's one of your favourite artists, isn't it?
He's crazy,
yeah. Have you seen him live?
I wish, man. You know what? Recently I saw these tickets online for this rooftop thing in Brixton, and I was like, yo, D'Angelo. I was like, why are these tickets so cheap and why haven't they sold out? I was about one click from paying and I just saw Tribute Act.
Oh,
I was like, you fuckers.
D'Angelo.
So there would have been a guy.
No apostrophe. D'Angelo.
There would have been a guy with cane rolls standing like top of gun.
How does it feel? D'Angelo.
This next one's called White Sugar. He's gonna be made. Nah.
You know, I'd be
some of your white sugar.
You know he wrote that with Q-Tip.
No way.
Yeah, in like 2 hours.
It's got a very tribey kind of vibe to it, hasn't it? Yeah. That's a big tune. That's probably my favourite D'Angelo song.
Same. Yeah. Until no, Really Love's my favourite song.
Okay, fair.
Actually, the guitar on that song is just so good.
The guy's he's a legend. I missed out on going to see him. I think the last time he was here, I think it was Brixton Academy a few years ago now. I think. Unless he's come over since then and kept it low-key and didn't tell me about it.
That was actually D'Angelo that did that.
That was D'Angelo. D'Angelo.
But I think I'd be up for seeing that in the right mood. The Tribute Act. Okay with that.
Yeah, what are your opinions on Tribute Acts?
I've never seen a Tribute
I've
Act.
I've never
before.
Seen one willingly.
I'm not saying...
I've seen like
one.
I was kidnapped.
I was going to say, man, kidnapped.
Have you ever seen one where you didn't know who they were the tribute to until they said it themselves on stage? I have.
Wow.
Oh, that's and I was like, okay, that makes sense now you said that, because no. I wasn't sure.
about this. Nah, do you know what? Do you know yeah. like a couple of years back, I was doing some shows with the Squad Boys, and like we went and we was doing a show and we was doing it with Take That, and we were like, Take That, sick.
Nice.
Turned up, it wasn't actually Take That, it was a Take That tribute.
Take this.
and
have that.
And they were like headlining instead of us, and I was like, rah, like
wow,
oh, no. wow. The tribute act got ahead of us. I was like, "Rah, this is
there must be some. There must have been, or there must be Blazing Squad tribute yeah. acts."
Hey, do you know what? Like, I would love to see one. I would, like,
they, so would I actually.
The matching of people, because like everyone in the Blazing Squad is like a different race, isn't it? Like, so that. Like, the matching of people is just going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
I'm actually going to search for that the second I get out. I'm checking out for that, man.
There must be. Let's have a look now and see if we can find a Blazing Squad. Toby is saying there isn't. There doesn't one that exists.
No. They could not replicate.
Yeah.
We can make
maybe
one.
Maybe Brangelina's kids, when they grow up, could be a Blazing Squad tribute
That's
act.
True. That niche. Is true, yeah.
I think.
Well, Madonna.
Yeah,
combine Angelina absolutely. And Madonna's whole family, and then we've got a new Blazing Squad. Yeah.
And some left over for an S Club 7, maybe.
Yep,
I
yeah.
was thinking that, yeah.
Hmm.
Is a breakthrough in musical history. 10 years, they'll look back and be like, yeah, it was on the FUBAR radio.
Yeah. No idea. We don't know if they can sing yet, but that's irrelevant
this
at this point.
It's only marketing at this
exactly.
point. It's the most important aspect. So what's next for you, Miller?
Sure. Well, I've got an EP coming out in November.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one more single coming out after this for that. And then we're doing a headline show with that.
Sick.
We're just going to kind of see how that goes. And
yeah.
from then, man, I'd like to take things a step at a time and... not look too far ahead, because I want to make sure I'm in the moment of what I'm doing and still enjoying everything I'm doing, you know.
Do you have a venue in mind for the headline show yet?
We're going to go fairly intimate. I want like a 150, 80 to 150 cap, just like Jazz Quarters and maybe.
Ooh.
I think it's nice in there. The sound system's lovely. So.
Yeah, Servants Jazz Quarters. I was around that. I used to go to... I saw him. Do you know Seb Rochford?
No.
Very kind of a... accomplished, well-respected jazz drummer.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's like credited with setting up Baby Shambles, but he also tours with a band called I can't remember their name. But the last time I saw someone playing Servants Jazz Quarters, it was his band, the band whose name I can't remember. That's
okay.
not their name.
His name Seb Rochford.
Yeah, Seb Rochford.
Rochford.
Yeah. Okay, Natalie's going to do some digging for
some
us.
Some little digging.
Because Natalie doesn't let any fact
to know.
Go begging.
You played at the Jazz Cafe
oh,
the other day,
go.
Though, man.
Scottish.
I did, yeah.
Scottish man, right?
Yes.
Scottish drummer?
Yes.
Best hair of all time.
Best hair of all time.
Menlo Park, Polar Bear. He's played
Polar
lots
Bear,
of Sons
it.
Of Kemet. Oh, yeah, you mentioned them earlier, didn't you? Sons of Kemet.
Yeah. You two might cross paths soon, you
Pete
know.
Pete Doherty.
My gosh.
Shambles. Baby, not Shambles. Baby Shambles.
Mm-hmm.
David Byrne he played with.
Mm.
Brian Eno.
Mm-hmm.
Corin Bailey Ray. Herbie Hancock. He's played with everyone.
I made an EP with him.
And it was also on his wiki. He produced and co-wrote a 4-track EP with UK hip-hop MC Michael Payne.
There we go, you two guys, your paths will cross.
Yeah,
it has been written.
Yeah, it's in the stars now.
It's in the stars now. Yeah, you speak it into existence. He's a very good guy, and I do hope your paths do cross.
I'm going to grow my hair until that point, so I can try and get on that level.
Then once.
But we'll see.
For real. But thank you so much. Excuse me. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me, man.
And wait, do. Oh, right, okay. Sorry, something was just going on in my mind there. Let people know before you go where they can find you on socials. You've said you've got the headline show coming up in the near future, but there's no date for that yet, is there?
No, it'll be late November, though. Mm-hmm. That's the plan.
And yeah, let people know where they can find you on the socials and exactly when new music's coming out as well.
Sure. So the EP's coming out on the 9th of November. Socials, it's all Miller Blue Music. Other than Instagram, because I got hacked and had loads of dicks on my Instagram. Literal dicks.
Literally put dicks.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I lost everything, mate. It was gone.
That's so deep that they put dicks on your Instagram, bro.
No, that's it, man. That's it.
It's like, it's super bad.
I reckon it was them kids from this country.
Well, yeah. I had my family on Instagram too, and they were like, "Yo, Ben, what's going on? Now you've moved to London, you're being a bit strange, man. You're dressing weird. You're putting dick photos on Insta." And I was just like, "Yo, man, this isn't me." And they're like, "Yeah, of course, you always say that, man."
I do like the fact that what they think of London is that you've moved here and you immediately would put dicks on your Instagram page. Like, that's just what would be
when
the
I
next
got
step.
A culture.
I got a nose ring and went home, and they're like, "Oh, that's London for you."
Oh, shit.
Mate, But yeah, Miller Blue Music on all socials.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Thanks once again, bro. And we'll definitely keep supporting the music. And I hope to see you at Servants Jazz Quarters.
More than welcome to
come. Or the venue of your choice.
To do when I saw you standing with that girl. I didn't know how to feel when I heard you talking to her.
Today, and I'm very here for it.
Yo, listen, Olivia Nelson, if you're listening to this,
it's never too late.
It's never too late.
It's
never too late to just draw this tune back in, right?
Yeah.
Erase memories, get a time machine, let's go back to summer
2018
and release it then. This is a fucking banger, and I'm telling you, Autumn Leaves do not deserve this tune.
It's true.
I'm telling you. Autumn Leaves don't deserve this tune. Fireplaces don't deserve this tune.
It's very true. It's very true. But at the same time, I do feel like summer is going, but maybe you want something to bring back that summer vibe.
Yeah, keep
you
know the vibe.
God, you're such a voice of reason.
You know what I mean? Sage.
Those people that are like, you know what, like, summer's nearly done, but it doesn't matter. I'm going on holiday. This is going to be on my holiday playlist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's vibesy.
Yeah. In which case, well done, Olivia. That's actually the perfect time.
It's plain to see I'm the rash one. I'm the rash M.
Take it back.
I take back what I said about taking the song back. No, it's such a tune. I'm hoping, like, I it's one of those ones I want to hear at like wedding receptions.
Yeah,
you know them lit wedding receptions.
Yeah. Like, well, as in never too late to marry that person. No, yeah. I'm thinking literally. Well,
never
the title.
Too late. Never too late to kind of step Another. In and go. Yeah. No, I won't forever hold my peace. I don't think you should be marrying this guy. And all of a sudden, I have an American accent.
If you do that at a wedding and they still get married, you just have to leave the country, don't you? You can't stay.
You can't be their friends anymore. Like, you can't turn up to any, like, if you're family to that person, you're not invited to anything that they want to do.
It's peak that the priest is really out here trying to like stir up trouble by saying that as well.
And then like, anyone? No, anyone. Is anyone on the back? If you could hear me.
There's no age limit as well, so I'm saying. Any kids even want to say something?
Oh, I can hear a baby crying. Is that you? That priest doesn't want him to get married.
Priests are on smoke. There's always that kid in the class that stirs trouble. You know, like, if it was me, I wouldn't have it. But that's just you, though. That's just you. But what I'm saying is, if it was me, I would not have that. But you know, you're obviously you're a better person.
It's your choice.
Yeah,
it's your choice.
I'm not saying you're pussy or anything. But
if it was me,
I'm saying it was me. You could never run that. You get me? That's what the priest is doing.
Sure.
That's what the priest is doing. Potential I'm not saying priests. I don't want you to get married. But what I'm saying is, there might be some people out here that have got something to say.
And I'm just opening the floor.
That's it, bro.
Anyone want to say something? Just like now's the time.
Yeah, yeah, or forever. Hold your peace.
Forever. You can't say shit ever again. I'm saying now's the time. Priests are on the smoke.
Well, whilst we're talking on the theme of love, it's now time for this week's
Dr. Marcel will see you now.
Oh,
the hello. Love school is open.
That is erotic.
I've got the sexiest like nurse secretary person on my desk answering the people that
I thought yes you have we do have on that voice there, that's correct, she is actually sitting on your desk in the other room now
exactly,
as we speak
exactly.
On the desk
on the desk.
I started to get worried there, like there was a thing going on, like you've got a woman sitting on your desk at home.
Does
a woman.
She know you're going to be a while?
Have you left her food and water? Like, how long because you're going out? Yes, so last week we put out there on our socials how can you have sex in badly soundproofed rooms.
Okay, yeah, we did.
And we've had some feedback from people on page 2 of your running order, Marcel. If you want to go through it and give us what your thoughts are about what they've suggested.
Okay. So, tip number 1.
This was from
Charlie.
Charlie, yeah.
Do it on the floor and get it over with quickly.
Not. What do you think about that?
Do you know what? Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, someone else messaged me on Instagram saying, "Do it on the floor. It makes more sense." Because obviously, if you've got a squeaky bed and the headboard and all that kind of stuff, doing it on the floor, it's less noisy, but at the same time, slightly more painful.
Also, you might have neighbours below you.
Painful? How is it painful?
On your knees.
You'd be sitting. Oh, I see. On your knees. Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Well, you could.
You
put
know
down
how sex works,
a duvet,
right?
But you could put down a little duvet on the floor.
Yeah, you could put down a duvet
That'll
as well.
Extra soundproof, yeah, it, right?
That and sometimes doesn't work.
It's true. It's
not
true,
as good
doesn't.
As a bed.
No, but that, the point here is they're trying to have it like so no one can hear it. So they got to improvise. They got to make stuff up.
But then the thing is, he's getting no one hearing it confused with no one hearing it through the walls.
That's true.
Because of the bed.
Yeah,
if you do it on the floor and then you've got neighbours below you, chances are their bedroom is in the same place.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
True, okay. So you know in the bedrooms when you've got to figure out, like, oh, that's where the floorboard is. You know, when you tiptoe around and
exactly.
You're like, oh, I just missed that bit. Whoopsie. Okay, so also get it over with quickly. So it's not like they're really looking for having a nice time.
Yeah,
just like get it done.
Real.
All right, what someone else suggested?
But he's not my kind of lover. Like, I'm more very, like, I take my time with it.
Oh, okay. Now. But book the evening out if you're going with Marcel.
Book off a couple hours.
Couple
all
of
right,
days.
Sweet.
Couple of days off work.
All right.
You press all on calendar instead of setting the time.
Out of office, no, like end date.
Fuck
to
them,
it.
No,
I'm just out of the 24 office.
24-hour thing.
All right. So number 2 is from Polly. Cover the wall in pillows for soundproof.
How many pillows have you got, Polly?
Polly must have bare pillows
or a small room,
Polly
a really
pillow.
Tiny room.
She's got poly pillows. Poly means many.
Do you reckon Polly's sellotaping them to the wall? Or how's she attaching them to the wall
as
well?
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, you know, with a lot of soundproofing places, they do egg boxes, right, on the walls. So work. I mean, that's more achievable than lots of pillows,
yeah, like back
right?
Back in the old school domestic studios, they used to put egg boxes on the wall.
But that is a thing now. Like, I've...
you know, girls love a lot of pillows on beds, don't they?
Which they take, because I have the same, that I have like three like cushions and I take them off because I don't want to sleep with 15 pillows. That just would be like, I'd probably end up smothering myself. Yeah. Like, yeah, some of them are decorative, but not mine, but I know a lot of people have decorative pillows that look really nice on them. Yeah.
But I'm guessing they wouldn't really want to be like stapling or like pinning their decorative pillows to the walls.
Because if you're going to do that, I just leave them on. That'd be annoying to take them off every time, the sellotape, then stick them back up. And everyone would know what was happening when they hear that sellotape.
Maybe what you could do, you could prepare for it and buy like a bunch of pillows and then create your own like pillow sheet. And then you just like plug it up every time you want to have sex, you plug it up against the wall.
Where do you keep this pillow sheet the rest of the time? It's quite big, right?
In a closet.
There's some thought to this, and I think it's better than Charlie, actually.
Space is an issue here.
Yeah.
If you've got enough pillows to cover the wall, you've got a fuckload of pillows or a very small room. And if your room's that small that you can cover the walls in a couple of pillows, how small are you as well?
That is true. That's why, some thought. What about number three?
Three. This one's from Joe.
I believe a female Joe, because there's
no E.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So, my ex used to have a really squeaky bed, and we were so concerned her parents would... Wait, hold on.
This is two females.
Okay, jokey. Nice. All right. Concerned her parents would hear, we bought a hammock and had to try and use that.
Nah. Would they be noisy?
No, but it's swinging. That's hard.
Right. What, swinging? I would feel
so
like it
makes
noise.
They replaced the bed with the hammock.
Yeah.
So literally, they got rid of the bed and was like, bun the bed.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a hammock up. So, wait, did I hang... So you're hanging it from the walls, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then you're just on the hammock.
But surely that's going to just keep falling down when you've got two people on it trying to...
I don't know if we had a hammock even in here, like with a roof, they wouldn't just fall down a lot. I'm not sure it would be sturdy with two people in it.
Maybe they've got those things with the two like standing ends, and then the hammocks in the middle of it.
Oh,
it just doesn't seem very
like a
practical.
Garden swing.
No, it doesn't seem practical at all. Like, rather than try the floor first, we're like, let's go and get a hammock.
Drill
that up into the ceiling, and then let's try that. It's going to make
a swingy bed.
I'm not really feeling that.
What are you feeling, Marcel? What would you say your tips would be for us?
Do you know what? Like, so I did actually get sent a message from someone on my on my Insta, and they basically said they used to just go and do it in the car.
Oh, okay.
To crossroads.
Like they said they tried on the floor, but the floor wasn't really doing it. So in the end, they just went to their car.
Okay.
Like if you've got a car, then that's fine. If you don't drive,
where do you? I guess it has to be in a garage. Then you can't just be doing it on the street.
You have
to have a garage.
I feel like everyone probably knows their local hidden spots.
Yeah, in the car. Yeah, it's true.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Maybe they were just into dogging as well.
I was gonna say. Yeah, well, I thought there is
true,
that.
You know? Maybe they were like, well, we could either just do it in our bedroom, or we could just let people watch in the forest.
Sure,
because just go to the forest.
All these hidden spots, like if more than one person knows about it and they turn up, that technically is dogging, right?
It is, pretty much.
That's like there's not many hidden spots anymore. I feel, but you know, maybe just. Buy a garage, rent out a garage somewhere just so you can drive a car into there and have like soundproof sex.
I think have sex at a comfortable level of noise and just hope that it's too awkward for your neighbours or flatmates to complain about.
Do you know what? I'm going to tell you what I actually think. Mm-hmm. All right. What I think should happen is you decide to have sex at a decent time. This decent time being a time when, like, say for instance, there's something on that a lot of people will be watching. Do you know what I mean? Like, say watershed time. So,
like Love Island.
So like 9 o'clock. Obviously, people want to watch Love Island, but like, say between 8 and 10. Yeah, that's when a lot of people are watching their majority of TV.
Yeah,
when you're in your room, put your TV on and put it up to a certain level of sound. The other people will be watching the TV at a certain level of sound as well, coexisting. So basically, you'll be watching the same thing or whatever it is. they won't be able to hear because their one's playing, your one's playing, they're like, are they watching the same thing as us? But no, secretly you're like getting it out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, that is why you are the doctor, Marcel, because you've got this.
This is true.
Always
voice
away.
Of reason. Voice of reason. Away. I, also, a good thing to do maybe is, you know, at the same time as having sex during the thing that everyone's watching, maybe having sex during a sex scene.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Maybe you just put on a porno and it's like, no, that's no. It's attracting the wrong kind of. Your parents going to be like, what are you watching in there? And then you'll be like, oh, nothing. I was just watching a TV program. It's Love Island. They're having sex. It's a sex scene.
That's true. Just put on a, like, yeah, maybe that's good. Put on a sex scene.
I'm just watching all the love, like, because everyone knows you watch Love Island. I'm just watching all the sex scenes from Love Island. It's a compilation.
Yeah.
Secretly, it's
or
you.
Find out when the foxes in your area are fucking and try and do it at the same foxes time as them.
They, my, like the foxes around my area, they fuck at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah. Find they out, always
get it in with them. They're louder than everyone.
It's horrible. But get out of my garden.
You don't hear this during the day ever. It's true. You hear it post midnight. They really get when they're most kind of aroused. The foxes. You know, yeah,
it's freaky foxes.
It's the hour.
But if anything, hearing a fox would probably put you off, right? Because it just sounds so horrific.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't sound nice. It doesn't sound nice at all. Sounds like someone's getting butchered.
Yeah.
Leave her alone. You're not so fantastic, Mr. Fox.
Well, that's some good advice there. And look out for another video in our Instagram and Twitter coming soon with some more advice. Mm. Let's get into a quick song and then we can come back and do something else.
Yes.
I live my life in a hurry. I stepped out looking like money. I'm a big dog, so you know a hush puppy. Hey, girl, you know you're pretty like money. I like you. I live my life in a hurry. I stepped out looking like money. I'm a big dog, so you know a hush puppy. Hey, yeah. Girl, you know you're pretty like money.
Brown and bad catty, this I can do what I want to. Stepped in looking like good food. Stepped in knowing I'm the baddest in the damn room. Why is my chain but me the hype for my bro too? With a thin shorts, but my nanga bad. Can't come style for money dog. You can do the maths, do you know my name? I respect success to death, the black team.
Nah, 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 nah.
You're pretty like money. I like you. I live my life in a hurry. I stepped out looking like money. I'm a big dog, so you know a hush puppy. Hey girl, you know you're pretty like money. I like you.
You're pretty like direct deposit. Like seeing profit. Like a full up wallet. You're gleaming like a queen. We should visit. Let's build a spliff and get down to business.
Oh my, oh I
love the way you keep yourself shining like a diamond. I think I need to do my own appraisal in private. Peeking at your curves, I see green on the horizon. Looking like a steal, it's a crime at the sight. I live my life in a hurry. Stepped out looking like money. I'm a big dog, so you know a hush puppy. Hey girl, you know you're pretty like money. I like you. I live my life in a hurry. Stepped out looking like money. I'm a big dog, so you know a hush puppy. Hey girl, you know you're pretty like money. I like you.
Yellow. Pretty like money, pretty like kind. Me a oxy girl, pretty please kind. Fast forward, then I rewind. Skin smooth, so girl, I refine. Bumpa say bad, girl, I fit the J-style. Bust a little slow, wine on the steel pipe. Pretty by my IG in real life. Fuck your good cup, left it in your pre-kind.
I live my life in a hurry. I stepped out looking like money. I'm a big dog, so you know a hush puppy. Hey, girl, you know you're pretty like money. I like you. I live my life in a hurry. I stepped out looking like money. I'm a big dog, so you know a hush puppy. Hey, girl, you know you're pretty like money. Yeah. I like you.
Pretty like diamond, she pretty like money. Sweet like sugar, yo, she sweet like honey. Man, a big dog far from a little puppy, yo. I'ma crush it like a block of ice, turn your slush puppy. Could I pretty 10 times till I have to cut down the curry? Can't rush the thing, take your time now for hurry, yo. You know the thing, it's a lot of money. It's the Fresh Prince of Oz, no, me never worry. Looking this money in a hurry. Have to take a flight, go by all 3, mommy. Hit the queen up on the Gaza, I'm on the gully. Everything straight when I bend, when I funny. Yo, stepped out looking like Bobby. You're pretty like the Cali, but me crushing on me Dobie. You all a shine and a glisten like a you name jewelry.
Enough pretty girl move groovy, yo.
I live my life in a hurry. I stepped out looking like money. I'm a big dog, so you know a hush puppy. Hey girl, you know you're pretty like money. I like you. I live my life in a hurry. I stepped out looking like money. I'm a big dog, so you know a hush puppy. Hey girl, you know you're pretty like money. I like you. I live my life in a hurry. I stepped out looking like money. I'm a big dog, so you know a hush puppy. Hey girl, you know you're pretty like money. I like you. I live my life in a hurry. I stepped out looking like money. I'm a big dog, so you know a hush puppy. Hey girl, you know you're pretty like money. I like you.
Pretty Like Money remix by Frisco featuring Alakai Harley, Lucas Di Pasquale, Shock Rhyme, and Big Zeke's.
That's an interesting mix of names.
Yeah. Well, Alakai was in the studio.
Yes,
Alakai
is just a legend.
Yeah.
She beat me at my own game.
And Frisco.
Frisco is a past guest of us twice. He's been in, I think. Never had the pleasure of Lucas Di Pasquale.
No, but I want to because I love that name.
Right.
That name really works.
We've had Big Zeke's in, haven't we?
Not yet, no.
Have we not?
We had Big Zoo in. Recently.
No, I'm sure
not
we
Big
had
Zeke's,
Big Zeke's.
I don't think we will do soon. I think, I can't remember.
And Shock Rhyme. We've
yes,
not had
not
Shock
yet,
Rhyme.
Not yet, but don't worry. I'll go through all of them. They'll all be coming in at some point.
Two, perhaps three out of five.
That's quite good.
I'll tell you what else is quite good. The fact that Ice-T and Boysy from Only Fools and Horses have been tweeting to each other.
It was only a matter of time before they were obvious friends. They seem to have a lot in common. Yeah. Marlene. That's his thing, isn't it? Yeah.
So last Thursday, Ice-T and Only Fools and Horses character John Challis, who played Boysy in the show, had a lovely conversation on Twitter. It all began when Ice-T commented on a Twitter user's post after he was complaining about feeling old. Ian Clark tweeted, "I am 52 on Saturday. How do I stop feeling old?" To which Ice-T replied, "I'm 60. You're a little kid."
Ice-T is 60?
Yeah, no. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah, no. It does.
Does it?
Makes sense. Let me think.
New Jack City.
Yeah, but how old's Chris Rock?
And even
Rock
in
that,
he was in his 30s.
Oh, but Chris Rock's about, like, 50 now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So who's in New Jack City? It was Wesley Snipes, Mario Van Peebles.
Yeah. Ice-T.
Wesley Snipes was in The Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone, and Sylvester Stallone's bare old. And Ice-T was just...
Sylvester Stallone's 70, isn't he?
Yeah,
it is actually, yeah. God, yeah.
Jeez, man.
Oh, look good, Ice, Mr. T. He does.
Several other users got involved, with Ice-T telling one 36-year-old he was a newborn. Someone needs to teach Ice-T about age and stuff. Before Challis replied, "I've just turned 76, so you are but a spring chicken." To which Ice-T replied, "Yes, sir, it's all perspective," prompting Twitter users to go crazy over the fact Boysy and Ice-T seem to be pals.
I'd like to see them having a pint in, what was the pub in the Nag's Head, was it, and then Fools and Horses? What was their local called?
I can't remember.
I would like to see that, them hanging out.
I want to see them in the Tits car. In the Morris Minor.
Oh, right, yeah.
Trotters
Independent Traders. The Robin Reliant.
Yes. Sorry, not Morris Minor, Robin Reliant.
Yeah.
That's a whip and a half. I love that car.
I say you had it on your thing.
I do. Yeah. I plan to make that my next album cover. I've got a photo standing between the Robin Reliant and the A-Team van. And that sums me up perfectly. I'm somewhere between the Trotters and the A-Team. I'm a soldier of fortune. Everyone knows that. You know what I mean?
I don't think they make them anymore, do they? Those cars? The three-wheeler?
I thought you meant soldiers of fortune.
Oh, right.
I was like, well, they do. We're still just as hard.
Never change. Well, I like the fact if they're going to speak on Twitter, I'd like them to kind of spill over into real life and those to hang out. Where would they? What would they do? Boysy and Ice-T?
They'd have to get, what's his face involved? David Jason. Yeah, well, I don't do sir.
No.
Dave. David Jason.
Who's
fine. They'd have to. I reckon they should take him to Peckham. Take Ice-T to Peckham.
Was it Mandela Court? Is it Mandela House? Or what?
Yeah. That's the Mandela House. Yeah, it is.
They should take him to Peckham. Ice-T in Peckham. would be pretty sick.
I like that. Well, you've both got, you see on social media people tweeting you and getting in touch. Who's the most unlikely person in the sort of well known that's been in touch with you and you've been like, I didn't know they're a fan of mine, but that's cool.
It wasn't unlikely, but my favourite ever, Hector Bellerin, actually. He's a footballer.
Okay, good.
Yeah, there you go.
Good,
there
good.
You go.
Okay.
He's an Arsenal defender and a Spanish plays for the Spanish national team, and when he was on loan to Watford a few seasons ago, I remember seeing that he kind of followed me on Twitter, and I was like, that's cool, an Arsenal player, because it said in his bio that he was an Arsenal player but he was on loan to Watford, and I thought, oh, that's cool, followed him back, you know what I mean? Any goon is a friend of mine, you know them ones. And
that's
then,
not unlikely though.
No, but then I went to I went to the Emirates Cup a few years ago, and he'd just come back to the Arsenal team, and he shone in the Emirates Cup, so I tweeted to him, you know, you had a great Emirates Cup, and he tweeted back to me going, oh, Blame Miss Barkley's one of my favourite albums of all time. I was like, fucking hell, an Arsenal player. Yeah. And then now he's like a regular fixture in the team, you know what I mean?
Oh, nice. Like, okay,
so that's pretty amazing, that's really cool, and I'd say we're friends now, you know, and so that's a beautiful thing, because like I said, he's a regular fixture in my favourite football team, it's just a mutual respect for
right
him.
But someone that's more unlikely. Oh, right, been, okay, like, cool. Reached out to you. And same for you, Marcel. Think about that. I'm coming to you next.
Oh, God.
Michael Jackson, just before he died.
No, what?
No, I'm joking.
Imagine that.
What? Okay.
That's just yeah,
he tweeted
anything,
and he said, holler at me, let's work.
And then you went, Michael Jackson, and then look what happened. What about you, Marcel, then?
I'm trying to think. Because you know, like, there's like a lot of celebrities that were watching Love Island. Mm. I think a lot of them would be tweeting about me.
Yeah, of course.
Like, do you know what I mean? So, like, I'm pretty sure Liam Gallagher did a tweet about me on
wow.
Sick.
When I was on the show, but I'm trying to find it now, but I can't find it.
You know it's in your favourites. Come on. I'm just trying to find it.
Yeah,
it's
like,
your screensaver on your phone. I can see it. It should be.
But like, I don't know. Like,
oh God, you could work with Liam Gallagher, do a track.
Oh my days, remix Crossroads.
Honestly.
Yeah, Liam could jump on that.
I died one day.
Oh, okay.
He's becoming more and more open minded.
Mm-hmm. It's very true. He's like obviously he's a legend in the game, isn't it? Like,
Big time.
You gotta respect that.
Big time.
Okay.
Big time.
Well, that's good. Well, let's go to a song and then we'll get our next guest in.
Yes.
Darker than a cavern. Why does it never stop? All the screaming cries from high up on the rooftop. Welcome another day. It's the same, I'm afraid I'm going insane. You were the only one that I see. Oh, I had a dream that you were mine. It was sometime in July. Had a dream that you were mine. It was sometime in July. Had a dream that you were mine. It was sometime in July. Had a dream that you were mine. I'll be right back.
Who put the bad mouth on me? Run from me. I'll be sitting on a stoop watching the world go by. And I'm halfway finished with my life sentence. Not looking for repentance, just looking for some escapism. 12 o'clock in this round, where everybody at? Everybody half dead, I ask, is my soul leave my body? And my body is hollow. Middle fingers up, don't give a fuck about living for tomorrow. I love it when the drums sound like that, with the boom bat, blew off your dude's cap. Make me sad to think that all my life I've been meant to think that I am less than a person. I've been looking like Scarface around my block, searching for my pops under the rocks with the popsicle stick hanging out of my mouth. Stuck in the mud so much I stopped giving a fuck. So what? So what?
All my life I've been sorry. All my life I've been sorry. All my life I've been sorry. My life. Oh, I had a dream
It was sometime in July. Had a dream that you were mine. I'll be right back.
So come and meet me in the bar. Let's get happy in the church. Living parallel to hell. No breath left to expel. Exhale. Sometimes I feel like none of this is real. Often lay me in hardship coffins. Yo, where do I go and where do I turn? It's looking like a dead end. This ain't no fairy tale, no happy ending or beginning. I keep on sinning. The devil on my shoulder keep grinning. Yo, it's been a minute since I found peace. My eyes will never find peace. Blow my prayers to the streets just to bless my feet. Yeah, I walk in heat, 93 degree weather. God, we blessed just to have a breeze. We're leaving the knees.
So pull up a stick for you, a drink, and stick around. So pull up a stick for you, a drink, and stick around.
Yo, that voice that you just heard was Kid Bookies right at the end of that song, which is Dem Atlas, Bad Love's Company. Why do I sound like this? I sound so loud and hissy in my headphones. That's a bit better. We have a second guest of the day in. Like I said, his is the voice that you heard at the end of that song, and it is, of course, Kid Bookie.
Fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah!
Yeah. He's getting straight into we do have a game coming up
later. He's prepping already.
It looks like
I said don't die without being honest to everyone, so I just got to put it there so whoever comes around just knows that. Oh, okay, I'm gonna go
is
home.
That a note to yourself?
I'm gonna go that's for everyone who comes in here, so they can be like, oh yeah, okay, sure, I'm gonna go text my parents, like,
okay, you
know? Right, so we have to keep that paper there now.
Yeah,
that
always
stays forever.
Always.
I'm gonna put something else at the bottom. My thing sounds like I'm in a coffin struggling for air.
Well, I can hear you okay. That doesn't sound like to
no,
me
I can
in a
hear
coffin.
You fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm
fine.
Definitely out of the coffin.
I can hear you
yeah,
fine. So, Shake Up EP.
Mm-hmm.
That is forthcoming.
It's out.
It's out now. Okay, yeah. Cool. Because I was getting confused during the song. And that came out on the 31st of July.
EP did, yeah.
EP did. But then there's the single from it, Drowning, which is out now.
It's all come out together. I would say I did a very controversial video to Drowning.
Right.
But I think my PR team are calling it a single. I've never really said it is, but
yeah.
Fuck it!
Might as well.
Drowning the single.
Yeah. Why is it a controversial video?
I wanted to do a video which shows the reality of a suffering sex worker who has been brutally raped. She kills herself. And I wanted to show that narrative in its most brutal, honest form. Because I feel, as an artist, in my what I do, why the fuck wouldn't I? That is a brutal reality that happens every goddamn day, every minute, in some next fucking places we don't even know. So let me depict that in the most honest goddamn way you can do it. Let people chat the fucking shit, because the uncomfortable truth makes their balls go into the fucking stomach. And yeah, fuck it, let me keep doing that shit, man. Let me spark some goddamn dialogue, you know what
be
I'm
real.
Saying hey, I'm saying myself,
be real.
And was there a direct inspiration for the song, or was it something that was kind of bubbling
it's just
for a while?
The lyrics are more, you know, how did I start it? How did I start that song? Drowning, but again, filling my lungs with water is more like substance abuse. Feeling like I've gone too far and I'm too fucked to reboot. Up to the room, I go, disconnect with everybody for a few little puffs on the zoo. It's more like a diary. It was more like a self story, but I knew that the narrative was bigger than myself.
Yeah.
So I could, I was able to contrast it with
it becomes more universal because
exactly. I took it, you know, how can I save a life? And I spoke to so many fucking rape survivors and women that it made me feel like I didn't even like know how naive I was to women getting like that kind of shit every day, man. And men, I spoke to some dogs as well, but yo, man, parents and touching up their youths and the shit, and I was just like, yo, like, this isn't cool.
Yeah.
So I was very happy to just be able to gain clarity and insight into these, you know, these mumdula ablangatas these women had in the back of their emotional spot in their brain, and really let them cry, listen to them. I even cried with some of them because I thought, yo, what the fuck? know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I hear that. Well, I think it's only, like, it's the perfect time to actually get into the song. And we'll have a chat on the other side of this.
Up, put it all the time and check up. Knowing that feeling's the only thing that usually gets you way up. All these demons are touching me and I feel them there. Can't make a reason to just look back and call it here. I don't wanna die, no way. I just wanna make things clear. I just wanna tell this world my story and it heals my pain. I remember I needed nothing just to be okay. But it was dreaming in my brain just so that I can drown me in my sorrows, drown me in my sorrows.
Nothing even matters.
Drown me in my sorrows.
Save me.
Drown me in my
sorrows.
Save me.
Drowning, but I ain't filling my lungs with water. It's more like substance abuse. Feeling like I've gone too far and I'm too fucked to reboot. Up to the room I go, disconnect with everybody for a few little puffs on a zoo. Little am I knowing an addiction is growing. If you try tell me, man, I'm lunging at you. Small isms growing that I can't block out. Yeah, I lie, but under the truth is lies and excuses that I can't move with. But people tell me it's fun to be you. Why? Cause I'm never sober over the space of a whole year. I just wanna have this hunger settled. A rebel that's been out there hunting for food.
Drown me in my sorrow.
That's Kid Bookie and Drowning. It's from the Shake Up EP, which is out right now. It's been out since the 31st of July. Where can people get that? Is it on all the normal platforms? On all the regular platforms?
The normal platforms. I've just printed up like 50 hard copies exclusively, because obviously that era is dead, isn't it?
No, there is a resurgence, that was me doing sarcasm. It was dead.
Yeah, it was dead. But that's what I'm saying. I kind of like, I like holding things. I like physicality. Same. I like seeing it exists. Mm-hmm. And MP3, if aliens were to destroy this city, I don't exist anymore. There ain't a fucking hardback to find in the rubble. You know what I'm saying?
Can't find it. Liverpool, isn't it? They're only destroying the city. Anyway, we'll let...
No, but all right, cool. I'm only joking. The city. If aliens were destroying the country, I can't find my MP3 in the rubble.
True.
I can find my goddamn hard disk.
True. Well, that was, you know, that was a very kind of a harsh reality you depicted on Drowning. But we've got you in here for a few more minutes as our guest, and
you need 20 minutes, man.
We're gonna lighten the mood with a game.
We are.
And I don't know how long that game's gonna take, but we'll try and balance it out so that it takes.
What's the game? Who can put their penis across the table?
I can't show you here. Some clips. So headphones on. Pens and papers. Okay, pens and papers.
Oh, is that what I draw?
Thankfully, the game involves pens and papers.
Yeah. So whoever draws me the nicest piece of art in silence, then why will. No, it's not that. It's a different one. The new one today. So obviously, your name is Kid Bookie. Bookie is also the term for when you would go pop down to a bookies to put a bet on for something.
Have a flutter.
Have a flutter, that is correct. We're going to be the FUBAR bookies today. I'm going to have some clips of 8 big hits, which I'm going to play. Some of them reach number 1 in the UK charts. The others reach number 2.
Okay.
You got to place your bets down or just write it down and tell me which position both of these songs... both of these songs, there's 6 of them. Oh, it's 8, actually. 8 of these songs.
Okay. Now, who the fuck made this game? That's pretty dope.
What?
Who made this game?
We did it. We had a little chat in the office earlier and come up with a game. So
very dope concept.
Thanks, Q. An endorsement there from Kid Bookie. So listen, song number 1. This is harder than you think because some of these songs you'll be like, I'm sure this went to number 1. I thought so earlier a lot, but some of them didn't. So just write down number 1 or number 2 for this clip number 1.
Wait.
Maybe we need some time alone. We need to let it breathe.
So what's that supposed to be about?
Right. That's Blue Cantrell, of course, featuring Sean Paul. But did it get to number 1?
Sean
it was
Paul's
out
gaslighting on
2003.
That song,
just write down number 1. It's going to be tricky now. 1-1 or 1-2. If you see what I mean. If for number one. One or two.
I've just done Poo or Wee for like one or two.
So just need to know if it's a one or a two. Yeah. Okay, this is number two. Did this go to number one or number two?
There's something strange in the neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Kid Bookie!
Yay, yeah! We'll have something for that. What about this? This is number three.
We could have had it both.
Okay, Adele, Rolling in the Deep, out in 2011. Did that get to number one or number two? This is number four. Prince, 1999, which was out in January of 1985.
What? That's number one, isn't it?
But did that get to number one or did that get to number two? Okay, well, we're on number five.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right. It's
Police Milkshake, which was out in January of 2004. Again, seems like a summer song. Feels weird that it came out in January when it would have been big all over the summer.
I wouldn't want anyone to give me milkshakes in the winter and bring me to their house.
Yeah, chilly.
Well, I want to go to the house to warm up after the milkshake.
Oh, hi.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So get chilly first and then they warm you up. That's quite nice.
Sit in front of the fire.
Deliver me a cold beverage, please. I'm fucking thirsty.
This is number six.
Yeah. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Oh, fuck, that's number one.
Gonna find.
It's a number one to me.
Fuji's Ready or Not, which came out in September of 1996.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. This is number seven.
Baby eggs, you just don't know.
I hope it's not.
I hate this song.
Do you? Okay.
But I hate this song.
Three of a Kind, Baby Cakes, in August.
Damn right, Three of a fucking Kind.
August of 2004. I think I'm just going to go for the last one, and we'll just see. We'll see what happens. This is, okay, number eight.
Tune! Fucking tune!
Lost my virginity to this song. Told Craig
and,
David.
Yeah,
and told Craig David.
That is actually
true.
True
story.
And Craig
true
liked
story.
That.
I have had a blowjob to a Craig David song.
In an interview with Craig David, I told him that I lost my virginity to this song.
Yeah.
And he was so gracious.
It's a rewind.
That was nice. But which one was yours then, Bookie? Which one did you receive your
7 days.
Pleasure from?
What did I receive my fellatio from?
Yeah, no, not who from. Which song?
Oh, 7 days, man.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Nice. Well, that was Artful Dodger featuring Craig David, Rewind, the Karate Pro Selector, December of 1999. Let's go through. Start with number one, which was Blue Cantrell featuring Sean Paul Breathe. Kids, Bookie, did you think that went to number one or number two?
I put poo.
Two, Marcel?
I put one.
Okay. And Michael Payne?
I put one.
Michael Payne and Marcel get a point. That went to number one in July of 2003.
Come on.
Number
come
two
on.
Was Ray Parker Jr. with Ghostbusters. Marcel, number
two.
Two, okay.
I put one.
You put one, and what did you put, Michael?
I put one.
Sorry, only a point there for Marcel. It got to
what?
Number two. It got to number two. It was beaten by Stevie Wonder's I Just Called to Say I Love You.
Oh, fair, yeah, okay. Well, fair play.
You
fair
didn't
play.
See that.
Yeah. I'd even want Stevie Wonder to go to number one if I released Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
He released one of the best love songs
the bear,
of all
guys.
Time. I would have just bought bare copies of Stevie Wonder's tune.
But I was confused. Do you think he just put the phone down? I love you. I just called to say I love you. Like,
no, that was
no
it.
More.
Yeah, that was his prank. That
he's
was
a chronic
it,
prank.
Yeah.
He's got chronic anxiety, isn't he? Like,
I love you. Oh my God,
just
call.
He's all got a stutter as well.
Get on the flight. Just called to say I love you.
Boo. That's it. Okay. Number three was Adele's Rolling in the Deep. Michael Payne, did that go to number one or number two?
I'm going
to
go with two.
Kid.
I put number one.
And Marcel.
I put two.
Marcel and Michael Payne get a point. That it was beaten by Bruno
I
Mars.
I suck at this game.
Bruno Mars's Grenade, or Gruno Mars as I called him.
Gruno
there.
Mars.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Like, all of these songs sound like they should be number one.
That's
but
what I'm
but
saying.
What
that's
came
the
out
jingles.
Exactly the
all
same
right,
time,
that's
innit?
The jingles.
The jiggle, okay, so Bookie, Prince's 1999. What number did that get
I've
to?
Got fucking poo.
So you said number two. Marcel, what did you think?
Number one.
And Michael Payne?
I went two.
Michael Payne and Kid, you're up. One point for you. One point for you. Because that song, actually, it was Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is, was number one instead.
Fair play.
That is actually a big song, isn't it?
Not as big as 1999, though, man. Come
on. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but any other. Yeah, it's true, though. They should have shared it. Should have shared the joint number one.
I'm going to call racism for that one.
Khaleesi's Milkshake.
Number
who
one.
Had you had number one? Who had
number, I had number two?
You had number two, says Marcel.
I had number two.
Yeah, more points for Marcel
what
and Michael Payne there. Khaleesi's Milkshake went to number two, and the number one
really
was Michelle.
Everyone was lactose intolerant, and that's why.
Well, Michelle McManus was at number one with All This Time.
Michelle McManus.
That she was next
Factor, right?
Yeah.
That'll
be why. Yeah, you can't drop
mess
a
with
tune.
That.
Remember
can't
Shane Ward.
Yeah. Oh, X Factor. Right, what about the Fugees, Ready or Not?
I hope that's number fucking one.
Number
one? I put it as number one, but I think it's number two.
Yeah, so I put number one as well, but
you
I feel
all
like
get points. It was number one. It was number one. It was number one. Okay, and then Three of a Kind, Baby Cakes, you hope wasn't number one, I guess.
It was number one.
Number one anyway.
Number one.
But who put... You put two, Bookie.
I put number one.
You put one, Marcel. Yeah, points for you. It was number one. It was number one. And then I'm Artful Dodger, featuring Craig
Definitely
David.
Number one. Number Definitely.
One. Number one, Marcel, Bookie.
Ah, put poo.
Yep, you're right. It was number two.
What?
It was beaten to number one by Cliff Richard's The Millennium Prayer.
Oh, my
which
God.
Which, that's not right.
One, two, three,
I suck at this game, but I got 3 points.
4, 5, 6 for Marcel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, sorry, Bookie, you get 3 points, but you were right with Craig David, so I should give you, like, more
what
points.
What year was that, 99?
That was December of 99, so Christmas.
Everyone thought the world was going to end. Mm. That's why. Well, Millennium Prayer.
Do I win?
He jumped on that way.
Yeah, Cliff Richard started the Y2K rumour so he could sell that rhythm. I mean, fucking jinnels.
Well, in some ways, the world did end when that went to number one. But that's not right.
Humanity ceased to exist. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say it is, yeah.
No,
Cliff Richard is a genius.
It's not true.
I don't want to get sued for libel.
It's definitely not true. But in joint first place, it is Marcel and Michael Payne with 6 points. So
come on. Come on, wait a minute, I've got 8 points now.
There's only 6 questions.
Yeah, you're a good point, yeah.
Oh, no, there is 8 questions, but you didn't get 8 points.
Sorry,
there's 8 questions.
I got 6, sorry, I thought there was 10.
No, you didn't get a lot.
So you both, as a duality, got 6 together.
That's nice, you know.
There's something going on. I don't understand it, but I fucking love it.
But thank you so much for coming in and sharing such a sort of deep moment with us, Kid Bookie, telling us about the EP and playing the game with us, you know, to kind of lighten the mood. Let people know where they can find you online and what your sort of plans are for towards the rest of the year. Any live shows coming up?
Just not long ago, come off a tour with Bone Thugs and Harmony. Shout out,
they
are my OGs. I love them. Sick. Shout out Crazy, shout out Busy. I love you lot so much.
Wow, wait, can we just kind of
hold on? Why have we not mentioned
settle on that for a little bit?
Let me tell you, so I just saying this to my dog outside. I was like, bro, sometimes I walk like, not that I need everyone to walk into a place and be like, you do this and that. I mean, like, yo, like at least. This country, like, I don't want to be that guy, because I don't want to be that guy outside, but this country fucking sucks when it comes to fucking just, like, real shit! You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking hell! Like, motherfucker!
That's mad.
Like, I mean, like, not because just I've told it, but I mean, like, music, man. Music! Like, real, look at you all staring at me. This, cause it's
I'm just waiting for you to tell me about a Bone Thugs.
Because it's true. Oh, okay. No, because that's true. No, I say staring, because you fucking know. Bone Thugs are like my OGs. They are... They look after me very well. Crazy Bone is the first one who ever reached out to me to tell me that, yo, you are like a madness in this country. I think he must. I think some of my dogs from D12 showed me to them, and then remember Raw Digger?
Yeah, of course.
She hit me up the other day as well.
Amazing.
So we got a new tune coming. Shout out my Flip Mode Squad dogs. Shout out my Shady Man them. Shout out Nassan. Shout out Bone Thugs. Shout out Rod Digger. Shout out everyone.
Wow.
Shout out all the fucking OGs that I love.
Fair play, man. Because, yeah, Bone Thugs growing up.
Still to this day, I'm literally. My fucking.
Yeah. Incredible.
They're my dog. They're my. I love that shit, man. We did the Europe tour. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I got hookers for all of my friends. Like, it was a good time.
Yeah, the pipe ones, right?
A little bit of shisha.
Yeah, a little shisha, little shishi hooker.
Sick.
No, I mean Amsterdam freshers.
Yeah.
The hook, the pipes. Yeah,
the yeah pipes. I heard the shisha industry's rave. Is it? Yeah.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
So where can people find you for the towards the rest of the year?
On Earth, roaming the streets, or you can see me online at Kid Bookie. Very simple, KIDBOOKIE, all underscore, because I do not want to confuse and take minds of the capitals.
Excellent. Said like a true gent. We're gonna get into a song now and say goodbye to Kid Bookie, unfortunately.
Bye-bye.
But when we come back, we're gonna have Jordan Stevens.
Yes, we are in the studio.
Jordan.
If you're gonna talk on my name, be saying with your chest. Got my teeth. know we getting nigga feelings. All I do is kill shit, shit, even when I'm chilling. I'm Jay-Z on a bad day, Shakespeare on my worst days. Never been a punk, trust you can get it in the worst way. Fuck it, let me get a birthday cake and it ain't even my birthday. Cause when I switch, then they wanna say that I'm a bitch.
You're not listening, you're not listening. I said it with my chest and I don't care who I offend.
Came through swinging at the gate on a mad one, no fucks. Stepping to the kid, trying to bring it, I promise you'll have no luck. You sold out for a quick buzz and honey, you got no love. No less than what I know that I'm worth and I won't budge. In and out the doorways, jiggy through the broad day. And anywhere would I be now if I went in none of your way? I've been exhausted, man, I think I need a tour break. Might take a trip to the Philippines and my Spanish boy hold a hay. Hold on my plug, I come back in town and I need an ounce, give me more place. Take mom on the street, like it, anything you want, this is your day. I follow the white rabbit, got a couple carrots, I know that I got bad habits. Tryna find a balance, I'm in the store like I wanna have it, I gotta have it. You are not the toughest or baddest, my pet is the maddest. I'll probably end it, cause it's never right, I'm honest. Gas never lane, even on 10, and still they can't manage. They think I'm a shy one, like Narsins won't flip. But when I switch, then they wanna say that I'm a bitch.
With my chest and I don't care who I offend. I said it with my chest and I don't care who I offend.
Listen. Listen, we just had the calmest guest we've ever had, so we just had to play that song to just, you know what I mean, get
Sims.
The blood flowing again, you know what I mean, because I feel like Kid Bookie was a little bit too,
he's too calm
that. He's too chilled out.
He really needs to
get some energy going,
honestly.
Sure.
Mate,
he needs a Red Bull.
Every time he said something, I was like, mate, speak up.
Yo, for real. No, that's energy.
What a guy.
It's rare to get energy like that, for real.
Very rare. Very rare.
Also, very happy to hear Lil Sims back.
Yes. So am I, man. It seems like she's just like been around the world.
She's just crowned.
We're happy to have you back in the studio.
We are. But for those that don't know, for those that don't recognise the dulcet tones that have kind of pervaded their front room or office or the toilet cubicle.
You think I've got a distinctive voice?
Huh? Yeah, I think so.
Is it?
Yeah.
I feel unique, you know.
It's of course Jordan Stevens.
Hey.
What's going on? Do you know what? I'm going to be really honest with you. Yeah, because you're my brethren.
Please be honest with me.
Yeah, like, I didn't even check why you were here. I was just like, oh, Jordan's coming.
I am not going to lie to you, man. It's but like your brethren coming to check you at work. So you're just like, oh, bro, what are you saying?
Yeah.
Yo, I messaged Justin at like midday, and it was just like, oh.
I've been saying for a while that Jordan's coming in.
What did I say to you? Am I seeing you today? I was like, oh, what is today? Like,
yeah,
I've been seeing your name.
That is true.
You don't understand how important your response was, because that I could have easily just thought this was another day.
Ah, fair play.
Oh, thank God you didn't say that. Thank God you didn't say that.
Because the thing is, it turns out it's a very, very worthy and important cause that brings you here today.
Yeah. Well, it depends if you think, like, you know, the mental stability of young people in our current climate is important.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and
speak for us all here. I think we all do.
Nah, but yeah. What do you want me to say? Should I give it a little intro?
Man. Give us the spiel, bruvs, with the dulcet tones.
Yeah. And what is it? Do you feel I should maybe have one or two podcasts and be on radio more regularly? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you got a broadcastable voice.
You ever listen to Jeff Bridges' sleep tapes?
No.
No, I'd like to. Oh, jinx. Oh, that was weird. I'd like to.
Didn't he do a recreation of the Sleeping recently with Yoko Ono? And
yeah, he did. It was Ringo, wasn't it?
Ringo Starr, yeah.
Yeah.
In Times
and
Square.
Jeff Bridges. I saw
the.
Yeah.
And Jeff Bridges, which just kind of makes it
left
a weird
field,
threesome now. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does a little
bit. Strange. There were only two of you the first time. But anyway.
So, Music for Mental Health is basically it's a gig I'm putting on. With the team, the I Am Whole team at Roundhouse in November the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
The I Am Whole campaign was started by me about 4 years ago because I wrote a song about being depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Although I thought I was writing a song, I thought I was writing a song basically about why I feel words that begin with letters with curved edges were weird.
Right.
Makes sense. Listen to me.
Listen,
C's and D's. I'm seeing C's and S's.
Right. And O's. I used to have a thing like the band name Oasis used to fuck with me.
Right.
And I just, it was so illogical. I didn't know what it was. It was like say when I decided on Rizzle Kicks as a name, yeah. I was just appeased with the fact that it was like rock.
Right.
But then all like
it so was
like,
it's very curvy then.
You like harder sounding letters just like
not even the sound, it's just what they look like. Anyway, yeah. Point is, it was made no sense, so I tried to figure it out and I ended up writing about my own spiral into depression. Anyway, then I met into a mental health campaign through complete beautiful serendipity with a man called Matt Campion. Mm-hmm. We pitched it to NHS, blew up. It reached like 130 million people. That's yeah. mad.
And you promoted then, it heavily in Brighton, didn't you?
It was supposed to just be in Brighton.
Right.
And then it went UK wide basically. Mm. And yeah, and I've been very lucky to have a team of people around me who have wanted to really push it.
Yeah.
And not stop.
Uh-huh.
And this year our idea was to expand it into the world of music, to actually take action. Mm-hmm. Not that we weren't before, but raising awareness is something that's happened a lot. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of conversation happening. And I know particularly for people who are suffering, I think sometimes it can border on frustrating.
Yeah.
Because there's only so much talking, you know, if you're actually going through some shit. And then people are going like, oh man, I'm just like wanting people to know that they can talk. It's like, I also want to people who are experienced and understand and the charities YMCA, The Mix and Calm are three charities who've never worked together before, but they're collaborating for the first time ever in this gig. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the money generated by this gig will directly feed into supporting young people and their mental health.
That's wicked.
Yeah, man.
Because it's had a massive impact on your life, hasn't it?
What, mental health?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, for real. It's still something you've got to work with now. You know, it's like it's a day-to-day thing. It's about managing yourself.
Yeah.
I don't believe in normal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember, you know, it's a very kind of sort of dark memory to bring up, but
right.
I do remember being on tour with you at one point and one of your friends actually taking his own life while we were on tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I do think of the kind of the person you are and the experiences we've had together, I realise that it is very organic and real to you.
Yeah.
And it's a very honest kind of a vocation, it seems, you know what I mean?
It's a thing of yeah, it's a tough one to kind of escape, I want to say.
Yeah. Because the problem is, and escape's an interesting word that you use, because I feel like, and this is the case with everything, right? Woke now is such a fucking brand, it's such a buzzword, isn't it?
Yeah.
The amount of board meetings that involve the word woke that used to just involve the word sales is mental, right? And it goes towards the whole subject of mental health as well. So should I say it involves the whole subject of mental health as well? And do you feel like some people are kind of raving about it a bit disingenuously? And
what, mental health?
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I think loads of things have been commodified.
Mm.
Even Pride this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was bizarre how
Four
many brands
years,
were telling me to put a rainbow flag up. I'm like, yo, I just love gay people. Like, I don't need you. I don't need to support your brand. Like,
yeah.
It was weird. But also great, I suppose, for there to be an element of support that was like, that would create more widespread acknowledgement. But yeah, I think that it sometimes does feel disingenuous. But saying that, I think more positively, that's another reason why the charities we're working with feel so exciting, because actually Calm specifically have done a lot of work with young men,
right?
Mm. And The Mix and YMCA were our initial charity partners. The Mix we're developing all types of stuff with.
Mm.
And I think they are on the ground, isn't it? That's the reality. They are on the ground and
have been for years.
Yeah.
And years and years.
Do you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I think the people who have we've managed to get performing are pretty much all mates of mine.
Yeah, yeah, because you roped in some huge acts. This thing,
I've
right?
managed to get a couple people.
You've roped in people who for whom this venue is like the size of their dressing room.
I know.
Usually,
I know. I didn't really think it would work out like that, but it has.
Who have you got?
So the lineup is James Arthur, uh-huh. Pro Green, Ella Eyre, Anne Marie, Oli Murs, and Ed Sheeran.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a show.
It's gonna be massive.
Edward's jokes, because he's just like, you know, like I just messaged him on a normal, like as a favor, and then I swear I forget. I know he's big, but just because of the nature of how we were friends, like with you, I forget. So I've gone, oh, by the way, guys, I managed to get Ed to. And they're like, sorry, what? Do you know what I mean? And I was like, no, he said he'd do like a little. And then suddenly, like, all right, we got seriously up the levels of production.
Sack the PR company. Sack the PR. Get a new one on the phone.
So I was like, yeah, I didn't really know.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, but it's something that is close to my heart. Mental health. I think I really want the motion for the next. For going forward, for it to be a thing of just action. So that's where you can move away from disingenuity.
Mm-hmm.
Words. That's where you can move towards but towards something more genuine. Is just action. And I think that's the thing where it's like, I want people just to feel that as though they can manage their specific circumstance and just get on with it. Do you know what I mean? There should be no shame in feeling a bit odd. I've got ADHD, I'm on and off medication, it's tough, but as long as I feel like I've managed to create an environment for myself that I feel supported, then that's all that needs to happen.
Yeah.
What about you guys with your mental health?
No, we ask the questions here, bro.
No, but I'm joking. Asking.
No, I'm not. It's you know, I've always been a supporter of good mental health practices.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Like self-care.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Expressing yourself. I'm a big expressionist, so I think that kind of, if you're that way inclined, I think that's always a good way. I don't think you should force yourself to do anything like self-care is important, but I think that there's so many, it's so easy to be led astray by people that think they know what's right for you.
Yeah.
That I think, do you know what I mean? But everyone
that's
takes
a massive thing to say, right? That.
Because social media is like, it's the biggest part of 90% of, I don't know the stats, like, but it's the biggest part of most people's lives, let's be really honest. And who knows who the PhD holders are or whatever kind of certification you need to be able to actually genuinely tell people what measures they should
be,
you know what I mean, to improve or maintain their own mental health, you know. So people kind of take all this advice and they take it as gospel, and you don't know who's kind of swallowed the wrong pill, so to speak.
Don't you think social media as well hasn't always helped, because people are very quick to say on social media, like, there's no such thing as depression or pull yourself to, or whatever, and
of
kind
course.
Of jump on people
absolutely.
For lots of different situations, and so
you
in
get
some ways
in so
like,
many different ways
it can be not
I
a good
think
thing.
It's I think social media is like the biggest contributor to rising statistics surrounding
it's literally the gift and the curse, isn't it?
Yeah, and I feel as though, you know, it's one of these things now as well where you don't want to fall into a world where simply because you can label yourself, you almost manifest something.
Yeah,
you know, like it's easier to maybe be depressed than it is to acknowledge. Yeah. But this is the real passion of mine, is that naming or being open about how you feel, depression and anxiety, with a lot of the work I've been doing, like emotional work I've been doing, they're, in my belief, inhibitory emotions, so they're normally covering something else up. So like you get depressed if you're like super sad or hurt or whatever, and your body just goes, I'm not moving. And anxiety is the thing where it's like your body can't stop moving because you're scared of feeling sad. And it's that, like, it's those emotions I think are at the core of humanity, and that's why I think it's important to at least begin talking, because talking is a catharsis. It is something that can at least move it away. I know when I feel anxious, if I ring a cup of bread in, you know, I feel like we hadn't spoken in like a couple months, and I rung you while I was in my car. And I, what you might not have known is I felt quite anxious generally about my life on that journey, and after I spoke to you, I felt great. And I think that's what one of those amazing aspects of just speaking.
Yeah.
And then I similarly wouldn't feel a way about being honest with you. Or maybe I was honest with you on the phone.
No, you were. You genuinely were. I didn't want to say it because, you know,
I give people
the, what's it called? What lawyers give you, something privilege.
You know the one.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, no, God! Google it, Toby.
That, I applied that, so I was like,
that
I like it.
Sorry. God, what's no, it? I remember now.
Yeah. No, but it helps. It helps, and I think that's what we want to get to, is the root of these things, the connectivity between people, and hopefully we can live in a space where we are detached actually from the kind of social, technological, like, rope that binds us.
Yeah.
It's a lot, bruv.
Yeah, it is. I feel like it's almost inextricable sometimes, you know, because it really does mean that you have to, if you I feel like if you want to kind of unplug yourself from the matrix,
it's hard.
Yeah,
it's
you got to extricate yourself from all the friendships where those people still immerse themselves in it for a few hours a day. You know.
Because it's a promo thing. What's your relationship?
Do you know what? I kind of think like obviously like you know like because obviously like last year I got thrown into like this whole thing where like everyone knows my business, mm-hmm. everyone's involved mm-hmm. in my mm-hmm. stuff. So the moment things start going wrong, mm-hmm. you literally think to yourself, mate, I've just literally effed my whole life. Because everyone else is looking at you going,
yeah.
oh, you've done something really terrible. Yeah. But at the same time, you got like for me, it was like I literally took two weeks off and was like just chilling with my boys, my closest boys, uh-huh. just chilling there, spending time talking about that situation.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, talking about things that weren't part of that situation to kind of like bring me back into being myself. Man. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you can let yourself like get caught up in a thing of being like, oh my days, what am I gonna do now? What mm-hmm. am I gonna do now? But
it's outside your control.
Like, do you know what I mean? It's like but really and truly, what's done is done, innit? You mm-hmm. need to kind of find a way to bring yourself back to being confident and that kind of thing. And that, but the only way you can really do that is to like actually like communicate and talk to people and have people bring you out of your thing, innit? Because if you hold it in, you're just gonna make yourself like depressed and like
mm-hmm. and it's all fluid stuff, innit? It's all fluid. That's the thing. I don't want there to be an idea that is kind of. I think that's why I like that as a music gig as well, because I don't want anyone to have an idea of like, oh god, here we go. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, everyone's depressed and anxious. It's like, yeah, they are for like a period of time, depending on what's going on.
Yeah.
Mm. Like the biggest lesson I've had to learn, which is why my interest stems into the agenda discussion as well,
mm-hmm.
Because I don't think necessarily guys are fed this notion of emotion.
Oh, hello. Nice.
But like it's the whole thing of it goes. It's a ride, it's a journey, and it fluctuates some people more severely than other people. But that's why it's so important to communicate how you feel at the time.
Mm.
And so like yeah man, like I felt like the other day if this helps anyone. I didn't take my ADHD meds because I was going to an audition and I didn't want to like quash myself.
Right.
I don't know, like it doesn't really make much of a thing. It was more, you know, it was more of a mental thing for myself. I wasn't affecting my own. It wasn't against my like a doctor's wishes or anything. I can't do that. It's mm-hmm. okay. If it was a lot stronger, I'd think twice. But regardless, did it. And then it got too late for me to take it. So I was like, all right, cool. And then I went to sleep. And this is one of the things that helps me with is to balance me out energy-wise, because otherwise I have quite big dips. So I'm like really gassed in the morning. And then I just conk out at like 2.
Mm.
So I like fell asleep with my girlfriend. And then I woke up 45 minutes later and I was so depressed, yeah. And this is the thing. I think it's actually quite a common thing to wake up after a nap in the day and feel disorientated and quite sad.
Yeah.
But like, it was one of these things where I almost wasn't ready, but because I've done so much, I've managed to allow myself to understand that it's a fluid process. I feel like I managed to put the reins on where my mind could have gone in response, because you spiral, innit?
Yeah.
I could have then gone, oh god, and this is happening and that is happening and I didn't do this, that. But I believe I managed to level myself out in the knowledge that it was just a feeling that had been incurred by me sleeping in the day and something that would pass.
Right.
But like my god, like I could have just gone back through a 20 pack of cigarettes. I take my cigarettes, just ring up my manager and be like, I don't make music anymore, I'm leaving this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a fluid thing, man, and these things come and go.
Fair play, man. So it is, you know, anyone can see, anyone can hear that it's a very kind of personal thing to you.
Love it.
This cause. And so music for mental health.
So yeah, music for mental health. It's at the Roundhouse November the 18th. It's actually sold out, but there are going to be some extra tickets mm-hmm. released. But what I'd love people to do is go to iamwhole.org.uk
mm-hmm.
or whole.org.uk or just search I Am Whole.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of stuff on the Instagram. We're doing a...
it's Whole with a W, by the way. It's mm-hmm. not Courtney Love's band.
Yeah, it's Whole because that is in ode to the beauty of a circle, of a cycle.
Yeah.
Unbroken.
It's whole.org.uk.
Is it? Right,
yes.
Brilliant. With a W. And we're doing a thing called Whole Hour. With YMCA soon, which is where we're encouraging everyone to get off their phones for an hour.
Nice.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I think I'm probably going to do cartwheels.
Nice.
For an hour?
Yeah, what would you do for an hour?
Yeah, what would you do if there was like a purge on phones? Not a purge, but like
just on phones.
Phones
so I could just sit and listen to an album for an hour, or I could do something, or I can listen to stuff, right? I just have to put my phone down. What's the rule?
You can do anything that's not to do with the... you've got to unplug yourself.
I'm just going
to...
Oh, I was just going to Google John Cusack for an hour and just look at photos of him.
Yeah,
can I do that?
John Cusack?
Yeah.
Is that the guy from Fly Away Home?
I don't know, is it?
Is he in Con Air?
Yeah, him.
No, but is he also in a film about migrating geese in 1993?
I don't know, Jordan. I'll have to check that out, won't I? Find that out. I don't think he is, you know.
That was his passion project.
You're acting like
Fly Away Home. I think I know it's with Anna Paquin. I do know the film.
It's like a fucking classic.
Right, okay.
I'm going to watch that for an hour.
No, I swear to God, I've never heard of this film.
Is it? Fly Away Home.
And it's about geese. Would have remembered it.
Not just geese, flying geese. Flying geese.
Oh, bro.
Does John Cusack play a goose?
Oh, wow.
No, I don't know John Cusack in it.
Oh, right.
I just felt this
way. I'm going to hold on.
Hold on, the most random conversation. So, yeah, I popped into the radio show where I intern, and Jordan and Michael and Marcel were talking about geese and.
It's Jeff Daniels in that film, anyway. It's not Cusack. It's the same, similar person.
Also, can we just quickly go? Because you made me excited when you're talking about self-care, yeah?
Right.
I mean, things that happen that I do that make me feel happy include going for a little bit of a run.
Nice.
And at the moment, listening to trance music.
Nice.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Running is definitely a method of mine for self-care. Yeah, running is brilliant.
But it's difficult to start. But I think once you do,
you get into this zone.
Yeah.
You get into this zone. I understand Forrest Gump now.
Writing, catharsis. That's
yeah.
what I'm
Yeah, honestly,
happy.
Yeah, for real.
And watching season one of the British series Utopia.
I've not seen that. Really good.
Are you joking?
Is that good?
Yeah, it got cancelled at the end of season two.
Which was annoying, right?
But you know they've bought the rights.
Have they?
America are doing on Netflix with...
Same cast.
Damn, I can't remember who the director is. It was David Fincher who bought the rights, and that's
been
done by
someone. But then they'll remake it, right? So it won't be good, though, will it? They will ruin it, and then it will be cancelled after one series. There's not that many American shows that they've redone... Apart from Shameless, which is still going over there.
Shameless is still going
with
over
William
there.
H. Macy. Yeah, it's quite good actually. I do like that. But they've kind of got their own stories now and stuff. Yeah.
Well, The Office went for a lot longer than the UK version.
Dennis Kelly.
Yeah, it did.
Dennis Kelly.
Just money though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who did Utopia? But yeah, they do that a lot with a lot of series that they try to make, and then they did it with Skins, remember? And
what,
then
American
that got cancelled, yeah, because it just wasn't...
Yeah, that was whack. And they actually tried to recreate the first...
An American Skins?
Yeah, it just didn't do well.
Also, an American In Between Us.
Oh, yeah, that was true.
You can't get that humour in America.
You can't.
In America, like, some of the tactics in order to get girls, I just think would work. Do you know like the way? You know the way here. One of the things that listen. Hear me out. A lot of I think the British mentality is that like we are, as people, not just women, can be quite cutthroat. Like you either have to be at 100% confidence, so much so that you're like. Regardless of your awkward presence, like I have to rate the fact you've just done that.
Yeah, yeah.
If you show even an ounce of fear here, like you're gonna get mocked to your face. But I feel like what we consider to be an ounce of fear and awkwardness is like usual behaviour in America. Like you know, you see those like college kids who come and go, "Hey, babe, like love your backpack. You want to go for lunch?"
Yeah.
And they're gonna have it. But here, bro, you're right. I'll be there sweating from my brow. Excuse me. Do you want something?
It's true. There's certain staples of American sort of social conduct that you see in a lot of these like teen like movies and whatnot. You can't imagine them working with a British accent.
I've
never ever been tempted to say to a girl, "Do you want to get a coffee sometime?"
Also,
or like,
really?
Yeah.
But then we have the,
as a way of breaking the ice, church.
But we have the sort of Hugh Grant type character who is exactly that.
I played that role in year 8 at school, and it didn't work. It actually did work. It was, "Oh, sorry, I just my backpack it." I wonder if he might spin the bottle.
But when you look at some of my films, there's generally always a character that's a little bit geeky, whether it's in Love Actually, when it's Chris Marshall or whatever. There's always a character like that that does end up getting
the girl, but that's
a film, not real life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the guy that goes to America to pull the birds.
Yeah, that's Chris Marshall.
Do you know how problematic that fucking film is?
Hey.
Yo, my man delivered a girl. I just... if this gets shown I've at never Christmas seen after 2018, I just can't believe in our current climate where we're actually clocking shit that that can even run on telly, bruv. Like, he gives a woman to his friend. Like, do you know what I mean? He gets back with January Jones and he goes, here, I brought you this.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Christmas. Isn't it? Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas. He does do that. He does
no,
do that.
I don't want to get me started on Love Actually.
I've never seen that film.
I could do a whole show. And I love it's tough because it was a different time. Yeah. Whatever. But full of shit. The moral of that is, like, basically, if you talk as a female, you're not going to get love. You don't get love.
Yeah, because actually, you know what? Billy Bob Thornton comes in that film. Now I'm realising I'm into it. And then he calls Martine McCutcheon's character fat when she's not fat at all. And everyone, no
the
one says, what are you talking
she's
about?
She's called fat.
Right.
She's called
Martine McCutcheon.
Yeah.
The painting from EastEnders.
Yeah.
They call
she's
her,
called the fat one.
She was an elite babes in the UK. You're crazy.
Colin Firth plays a character. Colin Firth plays a character.
She's fake blood.
Who falls in love with a woman who doesn't speak his language. Can we just have a moment?
That's true.
He falls in love with a woman
because she doesn't speak his language.
It's like he doesn't care. Just think about it for a second. Yeah. What the message that puts out, right? He is happy to fall in love with a woman who he doesn't understand.
Because it doesn't matter what she's saying.
No, it's irrelevant. She's just so pretty. It's irrelevant.
Meanwhile,
about her personality.
Emma Thompson plays an amazingly supportive, loving wife and sister. And gets cheated on by
Alan Rickman's character.
Who goes off with a girl who literally opens her legs at an office party.
Right.
Alan Rickman's finessing bees.
Finessing?
Film. What?
But then there's a scene.
Have I missed him? Love Actually. You've mentioned bare people that didn't even know. Billy Bob Thornton.
Laura Linney's in it.
What do you
Everyone's
mean?
In the
January
film.
Jones.
Liam Neeson.
Are we talking about
Liam Neeson's
in it?
Liam
Neeson's in it.
What's her name? Claudia Schiffer.
Yeah, she's in it.
This is like some Super Smash Bros. Version of a rom-com.
Love Actually is one of the biggest romantic comedies ever.
Wow.
Martin Freeman's in it.
Some Kanye West album of a rom-com.
It's got Mark Don from 12 Years a Slave in it. And he says,
what's his name? Yeah, isn't
Keira Knightley, right? Chiwetel.
That's the only scene I know. That's
and
the only scene I know.
She fucking mugs him off. Right. He doesn't say anything. Because
someone comes to the house with a cut.
His best mate, Andrew Lincoln. Yeah, but that scene's problematic because he's come to his mate's house to try and trap his wife.
No, he's an actual criminal. He's actually a criminal. No, seriously, just imagine this, yeah? The whole thing is, he films their wedding, innit? He films his best mate's wedding.
Yeah.
But not his mate, just her.
All he does is
just
film her. Zooms in and shit, yeah? Zooms in. And then he shows her, and she just, like, walks out. Bruv, just let's put it into context now. If you went to your best head, Jen, oi, you got that video from our wedding.
Oh,
and
he
basically does the whole film, and everyone's just cool with this. And people at the time thought it was sweet. He turns up to the door.
Everyone does it for proposing to their girl,
It's so
But they're taking it out of context to do that.
It's criminal. That's a harassment. That's actual harassment. You need to go, leave it alone.
I'm going
to
watch.
She married your best friend.
This has been really interesting. No. But now I know for a fact that the first time I ever watched Love Actually, one of the most celebrated rom-coms of our generation, I'm only watching it through the most mental lens ever. I'm only watching it like Crime Watch.
People,
do you know what shit I'm trying to pick up?
Also, I love Richard Curtis, and I love his daughter Scarlett Curtis does amazing.
Emma Freud's great as well.
It's
partner who worked on the film. Now you think about it, it's quite problematic for the females in the film, isn't it? Most of them, really, and the males.
But the reason I strayed onto that was because I was going to say similarly when you say about American things not translating into British. Again, I watched Superbad the other day.
Yeah.
Bruv, again, if that film got dropped in 2018, cancelled, bruv.
Yeah.
And it was so weird to think that was such a massive part of our upbringing, where it's like the entire film is Jonah Hill trying to get one girl drunk enough to fuck him.
Yeah.
They're not even hiding it. He says in the film, dude, if we manage to get her drunk enough, I'm pretty sure she'll have sex with me.
Well, I rewatched it recently and I couldn't watch it all the way through because I just thought, I don't want to watch
this
now, you know?
Well,
I liked it when I first watched it, but now I'm like, this is not a film that I want to see. It doesn't age well.
That in British, again, case.
Yeah, that's a catch in a case for real. You are fully catching it.
Talking about aging, the show is about to age out of 6 o'clock. If you want to do a game, now is the time to do it.
All right, let's do a game. We've got 8 minutes.
All right, so, Jordan, you're a fan of trumpets. In fact, you're down with the trumpets.
Hey.
Put your headphones on for this one, Jordan. Do you have pen and paper?
I love that we just skipped playing music so we can just chat.
So we can dissect
Love Actually. We need the game. So, I've got a lot of clips here, seven of songs that have been played with trumpets or some sort of brass instrument.
Where's
Kid Bookie still the pen?
Oh my god, I haven't had headphones on this whole time.
Yeah, no, but it's okay, but now you need to hear us because I'm going to play clips. So I have got seven clips and I need to know what are the songs being played on the trumpets or / brass instruments. Okay,
okay. Oi, don't look at me. Alright,
M dot. Getting involved, bro.
M dot.
This is number one.
Cool.
Okay, okay, let's start with an easy one. Do you need the name? I would like points. You get points for the singer, you get points for the song.
Oh, I'm
Write it down, Jordan, please. And okay, number two, what is the song and the artist?
Oh my god,
Wait.
Okay. There's some questionable dancing in this video.
Wait, play that one again?
No.
Or not, depending on how you feel about his dancing. But
No clues.
Well, no clues. My friend, my heart. You've got to put something down. So
you
we
can tell
out
it's
time.
A bop as well. Could you do that?
It's a bop.
That Miami bass drummer. You can tell that slaps that tune.
Okay, we can come back with it. But this is number three. Okay.
Mate, this game is pissing me
is
off.
Hard. Wait, one more time.
All right. This is a girl group from the 90s.
Is the trumpet playing the top line of the song?
I can
hear someone singing in the background, so I'm trying to get that.
That's jazzy. Someone's scatting. They're not singing.
Wait. Yeah, I know what that is.
I was going to say.
Yeah,
I was
going to
give a big clue, but it would only really help Michael Payne though. You saw him live this year.
I already had him clues, man. I was already writing it down by the way.
Yeah.
Tame Impala, that's right. No, it's not Tame Impala. This is number four. This is number four.
Okay.
Yeah. Artist and song, please.
I don't know. That's like a new cool song.
This is number five.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Wait. What was number four again?
Number four. Okay.
Yeah.
Number six. That's easy, I think.
Oh, no, it's not easy.
What?
Play that again?
Is the trumpet playing the singer's top line?
I'm giving a clue. Headline Love Box this year, okay? A male.
Oh.
Let's go. Right, and finally, number seven.
I thought it was going to be with a little bit of this.
No.
Wait. What's headline this? Love Box?
Yeah. Male. Okay.
Play that last one again.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, I have to get some answers now. So we're running out of time. Callum Swiggins about to come in the studio.
I just don't know what the fuck just happened.
Jordan, what was number one, do you think?
Beyoncé, Crazy in Love.
Yep, 2 points, Jordan. I assume everyone's got that.
Beyoncé and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Number two, quickly.
I don't know.
Drake, Hotline Bling.
Yeah, Marcel.
Oh, shit, play Marcel.
That's correct. I had it
in my head, so I'm going to give myself a moral point for
all right,
that.
Okay, number three was
Waterfalls by TLC.
Correct. Who else had that?
I had TLC by
the way. Can I actually have that down? Because in my head, I so confidently thought that.
Yeah, you got that. What was number four?
That girl is a real
blazer.
Black Beatles by Race Remed featuring Gucci Mane.
Did you all have that?
No, because I didn't know the fuck it was by.
I called it Crowd Pleaser. But
all right, I'm just giving it. Yeah, points.
Also, just like generally, I just don't think that song promotes a very positive
message.
Quickly,
five. Kendrick and SZA.
All the Stars.
Yeah, well done, everybody. Number six.
Childish Gambino.
Feels Like Summer.
No, wrong song.
I didn't get anything.
Summer Loving.
No, Redbone. And number seven was...
Cheerleader.
Could you play it one more time?
Sure. Whoever just gets this one probably just wins.
Cheerleader.
With a little bit of this. I don't know.
Best enjoyed on the 20th of April, this song.
Oh, what?
Best enjoyed on the 20th of April.
That's a weird...
We've got to go.
Easter!
What's the song called now?
Chocolate Bunnies!
Next episode. Callum and Swiggins up next. Dr. Dre is the song. Next episode.
That's actually... That doesn't even make sense.
I got skill, mad sex appeal. He can tell by the feel that his ass is real. Bitch, I ain't a snack, I'm a whole damn meal. When I step up in the place, bitch, I'm bound to kill. What? Knife a block like what? I ain't giving niggas time like a block like watch. If a nigga by my side, he a block like boss. If I used to be a wife, that's a block like loss. What? The bag is secured like your man has. And yes, I've been a bomb, no Baghdad. Niggas steady asking, bro, how you bag that? And if you're looking, you can find me where the cash at. Cash at, get more head than a snapback. All they do is be my ting like a Snapchat. He went lying when he say that I'm a triple threat. Dark ting, slim waist and a fat back. Sometimes classy, sometimes ratchet. If I throw it back, make sure you can catch it. I'm a whole flame and these bitches is matchsticks. If you have my past, but you still couldn't hack this. Don't watch me, you can't afford this shit. Only time I ring his line is when I'm bored of shit. Got him on his knees, praising the Lord for this. I don't want a piece of cake, I want all of this. I got skill, mad sex appeal. He can tell by the feel that his ass is real. Bitch, I ain't a snack, I'm a whole damn meal. When I step up in the place, bitch, I'm bound to kill. What? Knife a block like what? I ain't giving niggas time like a block like watch. If a nigga by my side, he a block like boss. If I used to be a wife, that's a block like loss. Whoa, he say I'm bad, he probably right. I got the juice, give me the Sprite. No Maggie Q, but I'll spice up your life. Know what to do and I know what you like. On my grind, so I don't can't flex on me. I'm trying to pull up in a Porsche sexily. Yeah, they can try, but them can't get next to me. He want my child, but it ain't my destiny.